For Gen X, I'm Jennifer Martin. In preparation for our latest move, we've been cleaning out the closets, cupboards, and drawers of all our unwanted or unneeded belongings. Over drinks with the other Jennifers the other night, I was complaining about the sheer volume of stuff I have to sort through, when one of them reminded me of the old George Carlin routine about stuff. The reason that routine is so funny is because of how accurate it is. Why do we have all this stuff? We haven't even been in our house that long, less than 3 years. And since the Air Force required us to move often, we purged regularly. No closets that go untouched for years in the Martin house. No sentimentality allowed either, at least not much. We get rid of our extra stuff regularly. So why did I unearth so much again this time around? It is shocking just how much came out of our house. Big black bag after big black bag, filled with the detritus of our lives. I kept asking things like, why do we have a bag full of felt doggy ears and rubber doggy noses? Or who needs 10 pounds of Mardi Gras beads? And why do we have 5 Uno sets? I even had enough stuff to make me decide a garage sale was a good idea. I think a garage sale is like childbirth. Enough time has to elapse for you to forget how unpleasant it is before you decide to do it again. So I joined forces, or more accurately, junk, with a few other families recently and spent a couple of days sweltering in a patio chair that people kept trying to buy, watching strangers paw through my belongings and trying to make change for a $100 bill. It struck me just how odd this whole concept of a garage sale is. We have so much stuff, many of us can't even park our cars in the garage. We leave our $30,000 cars out in the elements in order to keep a few $100 worth of Christmas ornaments in the protection of the garage. According to the Self-Storage Association, there are 2.3 billion square feet of rentable storage space in America, which translates to 7.3 square feet for every man, woman, and child in America. A&E has an entire television series about hoarders, and the producers never seem to run out of candidates for new episodes. Despite all of this, some of us spend Saturday mornings eagerly sifting through other people's cast-offs for more stuff. I'm not judging. I can imagine that the garage sale is really about more than the items one might find. It is the thrill of the hunt and the victory in finding a long sought-after item and in talking down the price. It's the fantasy of finding something worth thousands on Antiques Roadshow and being able to say you only paid $5 for it. Maybe it's about the nostalgia of finding something you remember from your childhood. Perhaps it even satisfies some hunter-gatherer instinct buried within. There's the social aspect as well. A garage sale allows you to meet your neighbors and chat with all kinds of people who are usually eager to converse with you at length. It also gives you a chance to say goodbye to some of your belongings in a more thorough way. Rather than just going into a bag and disappearing into the Goodwill or Salvation Army, you get to see who buys your things. It felt easier to part with my daughter's baby dresses when I saw the sweet baby who would next wear them. I watched a companion lovingly look over a box of fishing lures before she sold them to a gentleman. Each one reminded her of fishing with her grandfather, but she smiled as she handed them over. Many of these items that look rather dismal, heaped on our front lawns and driveways, evoke powerful memories in us. We need to think these fragments of our lives are going to a good home, after all. I'd love to become one of those minimalists who have truly eliminated the extraneous from their lives. But since the last time we moved, our stuff weighed in at 16,000 pounds. That doesn't seem likely. Hey, don't judge me until you've had the entire contents of your house weighed. Maybe I'll just aim for getting it down to 15,000 pounds. If I could manage that, I could have a really great garage sale. For Gen X, I'm Jennifer Martin.